This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We've spent the last few weeks talking about the American dream, an idea that still resonates with millions of people. Getting a college degree, earning a good income, buying a home, retiring well. Today, we're focusing on one thing that can derail those dreams into a financial and emotional nightmare: health insurance. Not having it, not having enough, not knowing what's covered. Remember the last time your health went bad?
The beginning of this year, I went to the hospital. I had a virus. I'm glad I still had my health care at the time because I know it's really expensive if you go and paying out of pocket. If I got sick today, I would put all my trust in my young, healthy immune system.
Because of an accident that I was in, I needed a little bit of therapy for the back pain. Mm-hmm. So my doctor referred me to a chiropractor for therapy.
In April of 2012, I had myocarditis. So it was like I almost had like a mild heart attack. It was like my last year of college, and I went to the hospital, and I was there for maybe the entire weekend for three to four days. Of course, it was expensive. At the end of the day, like, my bill was actually like $10,000, but with health insurance, I got it for like $500, so I only had to pay $500.
That's the reason for health insurance: a hospital stay, a bill for $10,000, and you only have to pay $500. That's a positive financial outcome. But let's face it, our healthcare system doesn't always work. So this is a show for everyone, people who have coverage and people who don't. Today, we're imagining an American dream that's about life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness. What do you need to know to navigate our health system? How should you buy insurance, negotiate for a lower bill, and be a better advocate for yourself and your family? It's not exaggerating to say that in just 2 weeks, healthcare as we know it is changing. But no one knows how it will turn out. Come October 1st, Americans can start shopping for insurance under Obamacare. Dan Gorenstein covers all things healthcare for us and joins me from the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia. Thanks for coming on, Dan.
Thank you.
What happens on October 1st?
So on October 1st, it's like the big day. It's like what all healthcare reporters like myself were like super geeked out about. Like, what happens? And what is really going to happen here is you get state exchanges and federally run exchanges all around the country are going to begin offering people who are currently uninsured. There are about 50 million of those people. They're going to start offering people insurance. So you can go online to a website sort of similar to a Travelocity and kind of shop for the healthcare plan that makes sense for you most. And people have from October 1st through March 31st to sign up for coverage. That coverage kicks in on January 1st. And so what people need to really appreciate is what it means to have insurance is you're going to have monthly premiums, you're going to have out-of-pocket costs, and you're going to be able to work within sort of a narrow network of providers, hospitals and doctors and specialists.
So one of the big questions I would imagine for people who don't have insurance or are interested in looking at the exchanges to see if they can buy a policy is, how much is this going to cost? I know it's a complicated answer. Walk me through it a little bit.
Sure, of course. The sticker price, the price that you actually see on the website, is going to be anywhere from like $150 to $650.
And that's per month?
That's per month. And that's before these federal subsidies kick in. Depending on how much money you earn a year, you will be eligible, and lots of people will be eligible, for some federal subsidy. It's up to 400% of the federal poverty line, which is about $46,000 for an individual, about $94,000 for a family of four.
So that means that a fair number of people could get a little help paying for one of these policies.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they absolutely will. And one of the interesting things is that you could be a healthy 28-year-old and a sick 62-year-old, but if you're making the same money, if you're both making about $28,000 a year, even though that sticker price is going to be radically different, it's going to be between that $150 and $650 spread, you're going to end up paying the same amount because the subsidy, that's how the subsidies work. It really is a calculation based on how much you earn.
What happens if you're uninsured and you just decide to stay uninsured?
I think the reality is that a number of Americans are going to look and they're going to do some window shopping. And you know what? They're going to see that they're going to have to pay a lot of money for an insurance product that they might not even really want. It might not have the doctors or the specialists that they're looking for. It might just be too expensive, even with federal subsidies, even with financial help. And so what happens in that case if you decide, you know what, I'm not going to do it, is that you're going to, in year one, you'll be fined either $95 or 1% of your income, whichever is higher. And so for most people, it's going to be 1% of your income. And that penalty ratchets up. It gets higher in 2015 and higher again in 2016. And that's when we're not talking about 1% of your income. We're talking about a penalty that's got some real teeth to it.
If I'm trying to evaluate if this is the right thing for me, where can I go? What are my resources?
Well, the federal government has set up a website, healthcare.gov. A lot of states, if you live in one of 16 states, and I think the District of Columbia, they're setting up their own exchanges. You can contact them. You can also contact one of the federally run exchanges. There are people who are called navigators or ambassadors. That's the language that people are using. And I would strongly encourage anybody who's really thinking about, you know, what plan is best for me, to have a conversation, because this is very complicated. This is very dense stuff. And you need to understand, you need to appreciate how much money you make a year. You need to understand how sick you and your family are. And depending on those factors, it's really going to vary for person to person what kind of plan is best for you.
Dan Gorenstein covers healthcare for Marketplace. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thank you.